that the special chiddush, besides for the general chiddush of Shavuos and the individual chiddush of each day, what's the special chiddush of the Shabbos after Shavuos? So the Rebbe says, in order to understand this, we have to first understand what's this idea of a chiddush in Torah altogether. We say that the Torah was given, and it includes in it everything that any future student of Torah will be mechadish, will come up with a new insight, a new understanding, a new interpretation, everything that it'll be mechadish. The question is, how could you make up something new in Torah? Either it was given or it wasn't given. So the answer that's given is that it was given in a way that it contain everything it's not explicit, it's implicit. It's not open, it's latent. It's hidden and concealed within the Torah, and you, through the individual effort and diligence and study of each student down the road, he's able to extract new understanding and new insights that weren't given originally in a revealed way. So that's the case. So following that understanding, we apply the same thing also to the ultimate chiddush in Torah. What's the ultimate chiddush in Torah? The ultimate chiddush in Torah is when we say that in the future time of the future redemption will be Torah Chadosh Me'iti Teitzah. So we have to say the same thing. We don't see, there's not going to be another Matan Torah again. There's not going to be another giving of the Torah. So we have to say that even the Torah Chadosh, which is so high that it can only come from the Eibishter itself, Me'iti, only it can come from, it has to come from him himself. And yet we say that that was already given at Matan Torah. And it's so, with, again, we're talking about a chiddush in Torah that's so much greater, to the point that Chazal say that the Torah that a person learns in this world is like nothing compared to the Torah that will be revealed in the future. And we say, additionally, we say that the chiddush in Torah that will take place in the future time, just as we said nowadays, that the chiddush of each day that the Torah is renewed, that's what brings about the renewal and creation. Similarly, in the future time, we say there will be a Torah Chadosh. It also says, the Navi says, there will be Hashamayim HaChadosh V'Aretz HaChadosh. There will be a renewal and creation. It will be a brand new, that Abishu says, I'm going to create a brand new heavens and a brand new earth. So what's the, that in addition to the general Chiddush that relates to Matan Torah, and the Chiddush of the renewal of Matan Torah each day, which, what does that mean? That means that the same thing that was revealed in the original Matan Torah is constantly being renewed each year and then individually each day. In addition to that, there's the concept of renewal in the fact that there will be something new added that was not revealed previously. To the point that we say that there will be a new Torah and a new heaven and earth. Rebbe explains that, what does this mean? That contained in the Torah is already the renewal of the new Torah and the new heavens and the new earth. Yeah, but so what? It's not something that we see, it's not something that we experience. So the Rebbe explains that it says like this. It says that whoever says something in the name of the person who said it originally brings redemption to the world. Obviously, we're talking about why is it necessary to give attribution, and how does providing attribution to the person who said it, how does that bring redemption? What's the significance of attributing it to the person who originally said it? Obviously, the idea is that he's saying a novel insight. I don't have to say, if somebody tells me the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elokim, I don't have to say, oh, I heard from Chaim that Bereishis Bara Elokim. I don't have to attribute it to him. That's when do I have to attribute something I hear from somebody? When I hear a new idea, a new insight. It's only when I hear a chiddush that I'm not supposed to say, and I repeat it, I'm not supposed to say it over my own name. I'm supposed to say it in the name. I'm not supposed to say it as if it's my own. I'm supposed to say it in the name of the one who came up with it. So what's the idea of a chiddush in Torah? So the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that these represent hidden aspects of wisdom that were the words he uses, the words kvushim bagayla, that were trapped in exile. When a Jew studies Torah and figures out the pshat, and he comes up with an understanding, with an insight, he takes those hidden aspects of wisdom out of exile and brings them to redemption. So he actually, according to the Alter Rebbe, he's actually achieving redemption within Torah itself. There's aspects of Torah that are trapped in concealment, and he's bringing redemption. So similarly, so through the redemption in Torah, that's what it means. It brings redemption to the world. And that's why you have to attribute it to the person who came up with the Chiddush, because the whole point is of the Chiddush in Torah is that that's what brings about a Chiddush in the world. However, that redemption of each person who studies Torah and comes up with a novel, insight and interpretation, that's all taking place while we're still in exile. In fact, even just like the redemption of Purim, we call it a redemption, but we say the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim is because we're still the slaves of Ahasuerus. It's a redemption, but it's not a complete redemption. We're still we're still enslaved by the nations. So similarly, each individual person's so the reason for that is why are we still in exile? If we brought if every novel interpretation, insight in Torah brings redemption to Torah and redemption to the world, the answer is because there's still many other aspects of Torah that are still trapped in exile. The job hasn't been completed. So when will be the completion of the redemption in Torah? When all the matters in Torah that were previously concealed will be revealed by God Himself. This Torah Chadasha meditates it, when will this new Torah will be revealed, meaning a revelation that's only in the power of the Eibishter Himself. But then we'll have the ultimate revelation. This will bring the ultimate revelation in the world. As we know, world, the Hebrew word for world, means concealment. Olam means concealment. When we say bringing Geula La Olam, that's what the Gemara says, you bring Geula La Olam, means that it takes away the concealment of the world, and you see that the world is all, the world itself is also all godliness. Not only through the revealing those things that were previously concealed within Torah, this also breaks the concealment of the world and reveals the godliness in the world, up to and including the power of the divine essence itself, which we say that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that the whole physical existence is only in the power of Atzmus to actually create a physical object. So that's when we have the complete dwelling for the Eibishter, in which he's able to be fully revealed in his very essence. And the Rebbe also adds that from this great light that will be revealed without a concealment, without a garment, it's from this light that will also spread to the nations of the world as well, as it says in Tanya.